was just about 2 weeks ago that the U.S. lifted travel and trade restrictions to Cuba. And while you can't quite go there on vacation just yet, some people are making their way to Cuba, and that would include Ann Wright. The retired Army Reserve colonel, career diplomat, and Hawaii resident is now known for her activism since her resignation from the State Department in 2003 over the war in Iraq. She has traveled extensively, protested when she thought it was necessary, and even been arrested a time or two. Today, she starts a trip that will take her to Cuba, and first, she joins us by phone. Good morning.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Are you all packed and ready to go?
Oh, well, you know, it's a crisis on the day that you leave, so I'm flurrying around here trying to get everything done.
All right. Well, thanks very much for making some time for us. You've been in some pretty volatile places. I'm thinking about Gaza and Nicaragua and Somalia and a whole host of other we don't have time to name. But how does that, you know, square up with some of the dangers that you've been facing as an activist?
Well, here in the United States, sometimes you get roughed up a little bit by the police when you're out doing your civic duty and challenging policies that you think the government is incorrect on. One of the things I've been working on is the issue of police brutality. I was in Ferguson, Missouri in November for the weekend of resistance there, and then I, with Code Pink Women for Peace, helped sponsor 9 mothers whose sons had been killed in police brutality, unarmed civilian youth that had been killed by police. So those are some of the issues that we all face in our lives as citizens of our country, and when we compare it with what's going on in the rest of the world, it's not like America is the most peaceful place in the world either.
So, Ann Wright, with all of what you've just said and the fact that not everybody can just get on a plane and go to Cuba, how are you going to Cuba?
Well, you know, it's always been possible to go. You've had to go either under a U.S. Treasury Department license, which has allowed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans to go down there. It's a little bit of a complicated process. Or you could go individually by going through Canada or Cuba, and not under a license, but risking the wrath of the U.S. government for going to a place that our government doesn't want us to go.
Not like you haven't done that one before.
Well, you know, it's the land of freedom, of everything, of expression, of whatever, right to travel, and here our own country sometimes limits what we can do for political reasons because they don't want to have any money supporting a regime that they characterize as, whatever the characterization it is. And yet when you travel to these countries, you find that perhaps there's a little bit different story that's going on that our own media and our own government isn't telling us about.
You mentioned that people have always, or some people, some being the operative word, have always been able to go to Cuba. There are, 12 designations of folks who can go to Cuba if you're an academic or you have a specific reason for being there that you can justify, or you have family there perhaps. How are they letting you in?
Well, this time, because we're taking 150 people, it's a very, very large delegation and the largest since the opening up of diplomatic relations, although that's still ongoing, but it's the largest one since Obama announced that the U.S. government would be lifting sanctions and allowing greater travel. And we are going under a license that Global Exchange, which is a group that has taken thousands of people to Cuba. I've gone under different circumstances, though. Back in 2006, we took 15 people to go to Guantanamo to have a protest out of the back gate of the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo. And that way, we went under a caveat that was there that if you go to a conference that's sponsored by a third country, not Cuba, not the United States, but a third country, and so I think it was the Organization for the Global South out of Bangkok, Thailand, sponsored our vigil and protest at the back gates of Guantanamo.
So, I mean, that one had a very specific purpose that wasn't necessarily welcomed by the American government, but now you're going back with a very, very different focus. What is it that you hope to gain with all of those people, those 150 people who are going with you?
Well, it's an opportunity for those who have never been to Cuba to see what's going on there, the good and the not so good. There's plenty of remarkable things that have happened in Cuba that we can learn from. I mean, when all of a sudden a big neighbor cuts off all ties, all economic connections, puts an economic blockade on you, then you're forced to be very self-reliant. And some of the self-reliant techniques that Cuban agriculture, organic agriculture, permaculture, all sorts of things that the Cuban people have developed. Also, we'll be taking people to see environmentally sensitive areas that the Cubans have preserved. We'll be going to their medical school, which actually trains American students. Over 100 a year graduate from a renowned medical school that is given to them free. Their only caveat that the Cuban government says is that they want these Americans to go back to underserved areas in the United States. We'll also be talking with Cuban doctors who are some of the very first medical people to arrive in the Ebola countries of Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. They quickly augmented the Doctors Without Borders permanent staff that are in those countries and beat all the rest of the international community by a month and a half in getting professionals, medical professionals there to help the people in West Africa.
I mean, clearly there's a lot that has been going on and coming out of Cuba that we don't really know as well as perhaps we should, which after you're there for a while, you're going to make sure we do.
I certainly will. And, you know, there's some very serious aspects of this, and certainly the human rights record on certain issues of the Cuban government is not stellar, as our human rights record on certain areas is not stellar. We will be looking at the serious things and the wonderful things, for example, the music, the art, the culture, going to wonderful museums. And it'll be a wide-ranging trip to expose 150 people to as much of Cuban society as we possibly can.
You probably made a lot of people want to go with you. Have a good and safe trip, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
I thank you much, Beth Ann.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Ann Wright is a retired Army Reserve colonel with nearly 30 years in the military. She was a career diplomat posted to some of the most dangerous places over the globe. In March 2003, she resigned from the State Department on the eve of the war in Iraq. Since then, she's been a traveling activist, filmmaker, and co-author of the book Dissent, Voices of Conscience. And as you heard, today she heads to Cuba.